Welcome, everyone. It's time for some more good stuff here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your hosts and reminding you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, the Valentine, and surrounding areas. It is September, and that means we've got some great bird hunting on the refuges, as well as McKelvey National Forest. And you can also take advantage of a nice fall trip down the Niobrara River. And the dark skies are here year-round. They're open 365 days a year. So, to find out more about all of that, go to visitvalentine.com.
I have a great piece coming up, and it talks about Biff, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, I got to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy. They're not fancy. They're not that full-color type of magazine. No. What they do is they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate that. They come to us for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace the rancher style once you see the content. Check us out online at tsln.com.
All right, we better get started. What do you have?
I want to get started right away. Here we go. Now, I was a play horse you pulled with a string on wheels where my legs should be. And he was the boy who pulled the toy around the treehouse tree. And for the longest time, it was just us two, the boy and the horse that was me, until the day the purple bear came to live in the treehouse tree. Now, it was early one spring, and I was tied by my string in a field of make-believe farm, when around the house the boy and the bear came marching arm in arm. "This is Biff," said the boy to me. "He's the friendly purple bear." And Biff stooped down and stroked my mane with a ball of purple hair. "Biff has come to stay," said the boy, "to pretend with me and you, and he can do anything a boy in a toy believe purple bears can do." And taking a cue, Biff bowed from the waist, then leapt and clicked his heels. Then down to the ground with three somersaults that ended in four cartwheels. He whirled and he twirled and he stood on his head. The boy giggled and slapped his thighs, and I laughed so hard that wooden tears rolled out of my painted eyes. So Biff came to stay in the treehouse tree, and long days came without end for the boy and the toy and the purple bear and serious games of pretend. Like the cowboy game where the boy is a sheriff and Biff is a bandit king, it always seemed to end with the outlaws down in the jail by the long rope swing. And you know, there was this great pony race that lasted for days around the flower bed. Boy, that was a tough one. Lucky for us, though, I won by a wooden head. And then one day we entered a pirate's cove beneath a bush on the alley side. Old Biff had a sword and a paper hat and a patch across a purple eye. And there was always the danger of outlaws or Indians and creatures from outer space. And without the courage of the three of us, we might have lost the whole darn place. But we were bound by the code of the musketeers. Such golden hours were shared by the freckled-faced boy and the wooden horse toy and Biff, the friendly purple bear. But as summers passed, the boy grew taller, and his voice took a strange new ring, and his visits were few to the treehouse tree and never to the long rope swing. Biff the purple bear grew sad as he climbed down the treehouse tree. He shook his head. "I'm afraid," he said, "he's forgotten you and me. It seems, old wooden friend of mine, we've outlasted his boyhood years." And he turned and he was gone across the lawn in a trail of purple tears. Now I've been put to pasture in the old tree house, but at times I've seen from afar a strange tall boy who mowed the lawn and tinkers about this old car. But just today I saw a new little boy coming down the walk, I swear, headed straight for me in the tree house tree, followed by a purple bear. Not sure who wrote it, not sure where it came from, but I do believe it's about Biff the purple bear.
It does sound like that's a good one. Something for all of us to think about.
Something for all of us to enjoy.
How about me and my compadre on the air? This is from Andy Nelson. "We bragged of family, horses, and herd, and told whoppers about roping a bear, even shared recipes, but don't say a word about me and my friend on the air. The country cafe of the airwaves now goes quiet, but I shall not despair. My life has been touched and blessed and how by Jim Thompson, my friend on the air." Of course, Jim had the Cafe of the Airwaves years ago.
I think
it was in 2015 that that one went off the air. So a little tribute, hats off there this September to Jim Thompson. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.